Hello again, everybody, and welcome to this update edition of the Bartow Sports Zone podcast. I'm your host, Charles Wilson, and I'll update you on last weekend's local high school action and get you set up for this week's competition. I want to thank our sponsors for the Bartow Sports Zone podcast, Elite Stone Supply, St. Angelo's Pizza at Lake Point Station, Derek Strange of Edward Jones Investments, and Three Way Campers. Let's jump right in and take a look at local swimming. The GHSA Swimming State Championships begin this week at Georgia Tech. We covered the local qualifiers in the last two podcasts and shows, and we'll update any top state finishers via BartowSportsZone.com later this week if that occurs. The Region 7 5A and the Area 5 AAA Traditional Wrestling Championships concluded this past Saturday at Cartersville High School and at Bremen High School. In Class AAA, Adairsville dominated the upper weight classes Saturday at the Area 5 AAA Traditional Championship, but Bremen controlled the lower weight classes to edge the Tigers for the team title 223-180. The top two teams had individuals to win 13 of the 14 weight classes. Bremen wrestlers won 7 titles, while Adairsville wrestlers took 6 of the individual weight classes. In addition to the Tigers' 6 individual area champions, Adairsville took 2nd place in 4 weight classes and 3rd in 2 more to advance 12 individuals to the GHSA State Sectionals next weekend. That will take place at Cahulla Creek High School in Dalton. Advancing for Adairsville in the 106 weight class, Sam Bailey finished 3rd. At 113, Madden Boyce was 2nd. At 120, Braxton Elrod placed 2nd. At 126, Riley Pope finished 3rd. At 138, Victor Singer was 2nd place. At 144, Jay Chansey was 2nd place. And then all winners down the stretch. At 157, Howard Bailey won that title. At 165, the winner was Jacob Pasley. At 175, it was David Kuhn. At 190, Jamin Long. At 215, Seth Sellers. And the 285 winner was Jet Johnson, all from Adairsville. In Class 5A, Woodland Wrestling finished 2nd, Cass was 3rd, and Cartersville placed 5th at the Region 7 5A Traditional Championship hosted by Cartersville High School last Saturday. Dalton won the team title with 243 points, Woodland at 231.5, Cass at 186, Calhoun 158.5, Cartersville 156, and Hiram at 86 points rounded out the team scoring. The top 4 individuals in each weight class from the region tournament have now advanced to the GHSA sectional tournament next weekend at Harris County High School. Woodland and Cass both advanced 11 wrestlers. Cartersville will have 7 individuals at the state sectional. The top 6 in each weight class at the sectionals this weekend will advance to the GHSA state championship in Macon on February 15th through 17th. Let's give you a look at the Class 5A wrestlers who advanced from the Region 7 5A tournament. In the 106-pound division, Amari Kennemore of Woodland was the first place winner. Yair Flores of Cartersville placed 3rd. At 113 pounds, Hunter Barrett of Cass was the winner. Noah Cates of Woodland finished 2nd. In the 120-pound class, Lee Camp of Cass was the first place winner. Grant Adams of Cartersville was runner-up. Dylan Cooey was 3rd place from Woodland. In the 126-pound division, Eden Neal of Cartersville won the region title. Luca Jensen of Cass was 2nd, and Adrian Zapata of Woodland placed 4th. At 132 pounds, Rowdy Duck of Cass finished 2nd. Nathan Cates of Woodland was 3rd, and Wyatt Earwood of Cartersville was 4th. In the 138-pound division, Zach Wallace of Woodland was the winner, followed by Taylor Nix of Cartersville and Ethan Harrington of Cass. In the 144-pound class, Hayden Santora of Woodland won the region championship, and A.J. Pyatt of Cass placed 4th. At 150 pounds, Gray Williams of Cartersville finished third, and Richard Martin of Cass was fourth. Only one local came out of the 157-pound division. Mason Tompkins of Cass was the region champion. At 165 pounds, Heath Tatum of Woodland was runner-up, and Jake Bradford of Cass placed fourth. In the 175-pound division, Keurig Rowe of Cass was the region champion, and finishing fourth for the Wildcats was Melvin Ramos. At 190, only one local wrestler advanced. That was Owen Jones of Woodland. He was the region champion. Again, at 215 pounds, only one local wrestler advanced. John Gill of Woodland finished second. And Quadras Wilson won the 285-pound division of the Region 7 5A Championships. He will advance as a region champion. Delroy Hurst of Cartersville placed third. That's a look at local high school wrestling from last weekend as all of those competitors get ready to advance onto the GHSA State Sectionals this weekend. Let's take our first break here on the Bartow Sports Zone podcast. And when we come back, we'll get you ready for this week's final week of regular season action in local high school girls basketball. Whether you love them or can't stand them, surprises are part of life. Derek Strange, your Cartersville Edward Jones financial advisor, can help you get ready for whatever life throws your way. He'll work with you to meet your changing needs and to help you end up where you want to be. And while there's never a good time to experience unexpected costs, Derek can help make them feel a little less unexpected. For an appointment, call Derek Strange at 770-386-4545. Edward Jones, member SIPC. Keep your property in top-notch shape this season with a new Husqvarna mower from Elite Stone Supply. With all your residential and commercial mower needs, Elite has zero-turn and riding models in all price levels. Check out the robotic mowers, too. Come explore all the Husqvarna mower options at Elite Stone Supply. Across from Racetrack at 9 Baker Road, just north of Cartersville on US 41, call 770-387-3007 on Facebook and online at EliteStoneSupply.net. Welcome back to the Bartow Sports Zone podcast. Let's turn our attention now to girls basketball in our local community. First of all, with the girls, Cartersville routed visiting Woodland 68-18 on Friday night. Taff Bradley finished with 15 points, 4 rebounds, and a pair of steals. Ansley Griffin scored 13 points and added 3 steals. Jabriana Henderson scored 10 points, 2 assists, and a pair of steals for Cartersville. And K.K. Arnold added 9 points, 5 assists, and 2 steals in that win for the Lady Kings. Woodland plays at region-leading Dalton on Tuesday and will host Cass on Friday. Cartersville visits Calhoun on Tuesday and Hiram on Friday to conclude the regular season. The Lady Kings are currently in second in the region standings and will host the Region 7 5A tournament that is next Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the Storm Center. Games begin each day at 4 p.m. The Cass girls lost to Dalton 59-54 last Friday night. The Lady Colonels and Lady Catamounts were knotted at 16 through the first 8 minutes, but Dalton pushed ahead 38-27 by halftime. The Cass girls battled back to within 5 points by the end of the third quarter, but Dalton held on down the stretch for a 5-point win. Zion Hayes led the Lady Colonels in scoring with 17 points. She added 6 rebounds. Nevaeh Woods scored 11 points, and Kiana McDaniel finished with 10 points and 5 steals. Cass plays at Hiram on Tuesday and will wrap up the regular season on Friday at Woodland. The Adairsville girls lost to Lakeview Fort Oglethorpe this past Friday at home, 69-60. LFO is currently at the top of the Region 6 AAA standings, and Adairsville is now locked into third for the tournament seeding. The Lady Tigers finish up the regular season on Tuesday night at Bremen. The 6 AAA tournament is most likely going to be at Cahulla Creek High School in Whitfield County. And finally, the
Excel Christian Academy
girls finished their regular season with a 4-10 mark. They play Oakwood Christian on Thursday in the first round of their region tournament at Praise Academy in Powder Springs. Coming up after this brief timeout, we'll get you caught up with the local high school boys basketball results and their schedules when we return.
Hey football fans, this is Sean, owner of St. Angelo's Pizza at Lake Point Station. Are you ready for some touchdown-worthy treats during football season? Well, we've got something special just for you. Swing by St. Angelo's and enjoy our great pizza, famous wings, and local bar, perfect for cheering on your favorite teams. And that's not all. Our famous $9.99 Pizza of the Month promotion is still going strong, giving you a delicious surprise every month. So don't miss out. Visit us at stangelos.com to find our menu and order online. Catch all the football action with St. Angelo's Pizza at Lake Point Station. See you soon and go team.
Man, I loved playing high school sports growing up. And it's fun being a fan now, don't get me wrong, but sitting in the stands feels like I'm missing out on all the action, you know? I wanted to get back in the game, so I signed up to be a high school official. It takes me back to my playing days. I'm supporting students, and I get paid to make the big calls. Do you want to see the game up close? Sign up to become an official in Georgia at highschoolofficials.com.
Welcome back to the Bartow Sports Zone podcast. Now let's turn our attention to the high school boys basketball action from this past weekend and look at the schedule for this upcoming week. The Cartersville boys took a 23-15 lead by the end of the first quarter last Friday and never trailed from there in a 68-52 win over visiting Woodland. The Canes outscored the Wildcats 27-3 from behind the three-point arc in that game. Nas Bennett scored 17 points for Cartersville. Monty Tolbert had 16, and DJ Kane contributed 13 points for the Hurricanes. Three Wildcats scored in double figures, led by Zion Heath with 18 points. Breelis Williams scored 14, and Jaden Metcalf finished with 12 for the Wildcats. Cartersville holds on to second place right now in the Region 7 5A standings with two games remaining this week. The Canes play at Calhoun on Tuesday and at Hiram on Friday. Woodland will visit Dalton on Tuesday and host Cass on Friday. And a reminder again, the Canes will be hosting the Region 7 5A tournament next week on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. That's February 12, 14, and 16 at the Storm Center. The Cass boys lost a home matchup with Dalton this past Friday, 57-36. Dalton built a 17-10 lead after one quarter and extended their lead from there. Jaden Foster led Cass in scoring with just 8 points. The Colonels finished the regular season on the road with games at region-leading Hiram on Tuesday night and at local rival Woodland on Friday. And then finally, the Excel Christian Academy boys finished second in their GAPS Region 1 of Division 1A, and they begin their region tournament on Tuesday against Oakwood Christian. The tournament is being played at Praise Academy in Powder Springs and continues on Thursday and Friday. Well, you're all caught up for the week with local high school sports in our community. Don't forget to join us this Friday for the Bartow Sports Zone radio show on WBHF, where we will be visiting with two more local high school basketball coaches prior to the start of their region championship tournaments next week. Until next time, I'm Charles Wilson. We'll see you next time with Bartow Sports Zone.